Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Smashy Business Show. I am Warit Ahmed, and today I have with me...
I'm Farah Bashir.
The one and only. And, oh, man, it's the last day of the week.
I mean, I'm excited for Friday.
It's not... You know what I'm excited for the most, Farah? Uh-huh. Hot cocoa.
Oh, my God.
Cold winter nights, the beach.
The weather, oh my God.
I feel so betrayed by my family this week. Listen to what they did. This week when I was going to work, my sister works too, but she has work from home sometimes, mm-hmm. and she finishes her work really quickly. I was on my way to work. I opened my Instagram. My cousins, my aunt, my sister, my mom, they're all at Kite Beach.
Stop.
In the morning.
I would feel betrayed.
You have no... And guess what? I'm the one who gave them the idea, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I'm the one who gave them the idea.
Isn't that the worst?
I was like, guys, like, let's go to Kite Beach. You know, let's... Because basically that one morning, there actually wasn't any sun. And today morning, there was actually some sun. It was a bit too much. But... This morning there was some sun, and that morning there was nothing. It was like very cloudy, and I told them, guys, like at night, let's go to Kite Beach together, and let's take some hot chocolate, and they went without me.
You know what?
Right
would,
in the morning. You know I feel would, betrayed.
I'll tell you something. You should take your plans in a businessy way. You know how like some businesses do not really give out their ideas or maybe the full product till the end.
No, you're not wrong.
They give like maybe bits and pieces at the beginning and then they give out the full thing, right? You should take it that way.
You're
like,
right.
You should be like, oh,
you're right.
One hot cocoa, or do you want to go Kite Beach? One, say, like, you know, like,
give them the whole vision.
Exactly.
Not
and
the whole
then,
vision.
Towards the end, you know, when you are there, you would give them the full vision and you can, guys can go together.
You know what, guys? Farah actually made a really good point. I would not recommend sharing your business ideas with people.
For sure.
The amount of times in my life in which I heard that somebody stole this from
me
is absolutely insane.
Exactly. And it's probably like, you know, like someone else's idea and then someone else takes it and adds some things. And then it's like, you know, like that feeling of like, oh my God, that's mine. That's my idea. But...
No, you're right.
Business.
But tell them about last night. We had the company dinner last night.
Yes. Which is why, sorry, by the way, guys, we are like exhausted. But that's good exhaustion. I love it. For some reason, for the first time ever, you know, like if I'm not enjoying at a place, I leave early. Well, because I was actually having fun, I didn't leave till like 12:30.
No way.
I swear, and I am an early bird. I wake up at 5 a.m.
I know.
Every single day, right? For the first time in history, if you guys know me, and if you know Farah Bashir, I sleep at 8:30.
I still find that insane.
I know,
8:30, girl.
Girl, I mean, I just like do it.
Stories come out at night.
Yeah, exactly. But yesterday I slept at 1 a.m. for the first time ever. And I don't regret it because the night was worth it.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
So basically we had a company dinner at this place called Karna. I believe it was in Business Bay,
it
SLS.
Yes, it's in SLS.
And oh my God, the view. It was in the 74th floor. Mm-hmm. My ears closed, by the way, when I was in the elevator.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? You know when you're like in a flight and your ears just completely block out? Mm-hmm. But, you know, just going to our first topic for today, Abu Dhabi's Investment Authority has joined an exclusive $1 trillion club of sovereign wealth funds. So essentially what has happened is that they are actually the first Middle Eastern sovereign wealth fund to manage over $1 trillion in assets. And that the diversified portfolio that they have, it's absolutely insane. And you guys are going to see it right now. Number one, they're managing Norway's government pension fund Global, which is worth $1.8 trillion. Secondly, there's China's investment corporation. That's $1.3 trillion. And finally, China's Safe Investment Center, which is $1.09 trillion. These are all trillions.
That is true. And by
That's
the way,
crazy.
This is a very smart investment strategy because who does not want power? This will be giving them the economic power. This milestone will be for sure boosting Abu Dhabi's global financial influence, showcasing its ability to manage large, high-return investments.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
For sure.
And other than that, when you take a look at this, you know, are you seeing this? What, you know, the elite groups that are part of the sovereign wealth funds that they manage, they're from other countries. You know, you have Norway and you have China.
I mean, this is
China has one of the largest GDPs in the world.
That's true, exactly. And that's this is their point. You know, they want to have a U.S. expansion, right? Because, like, ADIA is planning to increase their investments in the United States, as you have mentioned. Mm. And as well, they want to focus on investing in tech and innovative sectors like AI. We've talked a lot about AI yesterday. And as well, they want to head into the future industries. And as well, they want to grow further in Asia.
No, but you know why this is also extremely interesting, Farah? Mm-hmm. When you take a look at the UAE, you know, you guys can all do this, like open the world map. You're going to notice the UAE, it's small.
That's
actually
true.
Really small. Even its cities, they're not as big as other world famous cities.
That's true.
They're very small cities. So that in these small cities, in a small city like Bidabi, that these trillions and dollars of assets are there. If that is not wealth, I don't know what is.
Of course, because like see, like they are what I believe that the UAE does is, they seek an opportunity. Right, like they know, like now AI is very big and very major, and they know their worth. So other countries, other neighboring countries, whether it's Saudi, Qatar, and in this case, in ADIA's case, United States, Asia, they all would really want to grow with the UAE. So they are like working together, and the economy keeps on getting better, which is good news for everyone who lives here.
And just like on the topic of on Bidabi, you know what I read this morning, Farah? Bidabi is actually providing, it's providing something really generous for people who have to pay for death fees. Obviously, when there's an unfortunate death, there are fees that come with it, the funeral, I believe like logistical parts. And Bidabi is actually waiving those fees for people. And not just for its citizens, but actually also for its residents, its expats.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really
that
compassionate.
Is very important because, you know, like as residents, a lot of residents sometimes often do not feel like they relate to the country, right? However, what the UAE does is that it provides them with all of these services that makes them feel like, no, you are
heard. You are part, and this
seen,
is home for you, too.
And this is your home because they recognize that every single person who lives here in the UAE has contributed in a way to how the UAE is right now.
No, I agree with you totally, but more than that, I think when I was reading that article, what surprised me is that it was for expats. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Like, you know, they're being included in, and we all know that obviously a lot of people are moving to the country.
Yeah.
A lot of people are moving to the country. So, you know, to have things like that in place, it just shows how, you know, we always speak about the trillions of dollars of assets that that these cities manage, but it's the fact that yes, they, you know, they're involved in capital, but they're also compassionate. And I mentioned that point specifically, Farah, because I'm always one of those people who, when you know, whether it's an entity, whether it's a leader or a person, when they have a lot of money, I always question them. I'm one of those people. I always question them. I always
wonder.
You know, I always wonder, you know, like, are they managing it in a human way? And it's like, we're seeing it with this.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure,
we're seeing that they are very compassionate.
Exactly. And you know, like, funds like that's happening with ADIA, which, by the way, they are expected to be reaching. They are expecting, they want to reach $1 trillion, which is a very big number, right? These will all be contributing not only to the country, but as well to the citizens and residents.
Yes. And for our second topic for today, it is all about Dubai's metro, which is so dear to so many people's hearts. Now, the Dubai Blue Metro line has actually been officially approved with a $5.6 billion contract, and what they're aiming to do is they're aiming to reduce traffic congestion by 20% through this. Now, they actually just signed the deal I think yesterday, and it's with three companies specifically. So they have Turkey's MAPA and Limak, which they're going to be involved in the construction of this blue line, and then there's also China's CRRC for trains and rail systems. And you know, Farah, like, other than the fact that this is so amazing, there's going to be, I believe, 14 more metro stations through this project. That is absolutely colossal. More than that, when you take a look at this, it's like the companies that they're utilizing to build this, they're from Turkey and they're China. And you know, I always think about this, by the way, the reason why the UAE does so well with everything, the reason why its cities do well with everything, it's because I feel like they strategically know what to employ.
Yeah.
They're very aware of other countries' advantages. Yeah, sure. And when they're aware of these advantages, they utilize it to their advantage.
For sure.
Do you see what I mean? It's kind of like a domino effect.
For sure. And as well, the Dubai Metro is a very important asset to the country.
Yeah.
We all are aware of that. And Kenny, do you know that it will be opening on 9/9/2029? Which, by the way, is going to be the same date where the metro initially opened, which is 9/9/2009.
For the first
time. So that is like crazy
in
because,
history.
The metro has changed everyone's lives and every citizen's
it has,
residence's life. And as well, like, you know, what makes this metro or blue line very special is that it's going to be provided like in places or in areas like Al-Warqa, Mardif, Dubai Festival City, Dubai Festival City and
Dubai Creek Harbor Station.
Literally, and in those areas, getting there used to be harder. Right.
Of course.
It's like getting to Dubai Festival City, I remember when I lived in Garhoud, I would all the time think, like, I wish there was a metro station that can take me to Dubai Festival City where I can go there, right? Because initially, like, you'd have to go to the nearest station, take a cab, and then go.
And, you know, by the way, it's estimated to serve about 1 million residents by 2040. Yeah. And even more interestingly is that not only is it going to help with traffic congestion by 20%, but it's also going to boost real estate properties by 25%. And, you know, you made a really good point, Farah, about how, you know, the metro, it's so important to people's lives. You know, I always tell you about this, but there was a time where I used to work in Mall of the Emirates. If you don't know, I used to be a sales associate for Lush Cosmetics there. And obviously, by the way, when you work in the mall, let me tell you, everybody becomes your friend. I don't know how to explain it to you. No, I'm being serious with you because Farah, like, I spent so much time there. The people there memorized me. Like the Carrefour securities, they knew who I was. I even remember there was this one time where I went to this salon. I forgot the name, but it's right beside the Loft. It's the one right beside it in Mall of the Emirates. And I remember when I was there, my mom was with me. And my mom was like, oh, my daughter, she's never getting beauty treatments. One day, I'll be one of those people. I'll make time for it. Right now, it's just honey masks. But basically, the lady went like, you should come. We know you. And I'm like, how do you? I've never met them in my life, Farah. And I was like, how do you know me? They're like, we always see you in the mall. You kind of just, you memorize all the people.
For sure.
And by the way, like, these people working in the malls, like, this is why, like, this is something I always like to say, man. This is your reminder. Always be kind to whichever salesperson is helping you out, whatever help is helping you out in whatever store.
To
because
everyone,
these people,
really.
By the way, of course, to everyone, but these people, Farah, you can't imagine how important the metro is to them.
Yes, that's
you
true.
Genuinely can't imagine. I remember I knew this one girl, actually. Her house was like 2 hours away from Mall of the Emirates, and she'd come to work. Do you know how many... I know, 2 hours away, and she'd hop into 3 metro stations to get to the mall. All of these people, you cannot imagine how much they rely on the metro station.
Yes.
It's not even like more of a, oh, like I'm saving money today and I'm going to go on the metro. I won't take a taxi.
Yeah.
No, this is actually their main form of transportation. That they're going to get more stations. This makes me, you know, it makes me so happy because what we're seeing is that Dubai, it's not just providing for high net worth individuals. It's also providing for people with, you know, the middle class, you know, I truly feel like you have to accommodate for every single class. And it really makes me happy because they always tell me about how like, okay, Ward, we're going to go to the, because they always tell me, be grateful.
Yeah,
you know, be so grateful that
it could be much worse.
Of course, it could be much worse, but be grateful that, you know, your family's drive, they can come get you. But because they, it's so much time, and especially because of the fact I told you, a lot of people are moving here. Sometimes the metro is insane. Yes,
that's true. And by
there's
the way,
so many people.
Like, when people are looking for apartments or houses, they often like look at the metro element if it's there or not there, right? It's like
when
you're moving, it's like, you know, you'd see your parents like, oh, is there a metro? Is there a station where our daughter or our son can commute?
Yeah. Even my aunt is actually, she's moving, and the apartment that she chose, it's right beside the metro.
Oh.
It's right beside the metro, so you're definitely right with that one.
Yes.
And finally, for our last topic for the day, so Anghami has just secured a $55 million investment from OSN, and keep in mind, OSN is actually its major stakeholder. They own about, I believe, more than 55.45% stake in Anghami. So basically what the story is that actually they had already provided Anghami with an initial $12 million investment through a convertible note program. And now that we're seeing that, you know, they're providing them with more investments, it's showing their growing confidence in Anghami. And that Anghami, it's set to achieve so much.
100%, you know, as well, because like, with that, they are as well looking to have video streaming.
Yeah.
With that, which is very important.
It is.
Because as people, like, I am a visual person.
Yeah.
You know, are you the kind of person that you would like to listen or?
To be honest with you, Farah, I'm actually more of a, I like to read.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I understand something better, not when I listen to it, but more when I sit down and really read through it. But it's interesting. Yeah. Tell me more.
Because, like, you know, like, of course, the fact that they want to have their content, they are collaborating with OSN Plus Video Streaming Power to create more media, to integrate more their media platform in the MENA region. This will be... they're expecting their subscribers to grow by 41%. They grew actually 41% from like April to October. And as well, the platforms have enhanced their AI systems to help users discover better content. So like, this is like how like AI is implemented everywhere. Mm. You know, like, they know what to do. And there is nothing better than merging music and video.
I am
like at this point, because like, you know, you are listening to a song and you know, like you, sometimes it's nice to like have your imagination. Maybe have a video in your head to it. But this partnership will create a powerful combined platform for both music and video, streamlining entertainment options for MENA region, which will lead to their growth and innovation.
And just to add on more to what Farah said, Anghami was actually founded in Lebanon. It was founded in Lebanon, and I'm not sure at what point, but they're actually, I believe it's OSN itself is owned by a Kuwaiti-based company. And so there's so many Middle Eastern companies that are involved in this. And by the way, Anghami itself, it's not just OSN that purchased a stake with them. It's actually also the NBC. So the NBC quietly actually has a 14% stake in Anghami. And, you know, just on the topic of NBC, I love NBC, Farah. Like, growing up, you know, Asala?
Yes.
She was actually one of my favorite TV hosts. I loved Asala.
I used to
watch one of these shows that the NBC used to do all the time.
Yes.
It was called Aish Safari.
Aish Safari, of course.
Oh, my God.
Aish Safari
was insane. You know, Farah, it was my dream.
It was my dream to
be in that show.
It was every child's dream to be on Aish Safari.
I loved Aish
Safari. But our parents didn't let us.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Sure.
And it's like, thinking about this, by the way, bothers me so much. So basically, my mom, a very close friend of her is Sahar, and her husband is called Ahmed Al-Qurashi. So Ahmed Al-Qurashi is actually, he played a very crucial role in launching NBC Masr, NBC in Dubai, NBC in Saudi Arabia. They actually just moved to Saudi Arabia. Breaks my heart, but I remember when we were kids, they'd always invite me and my sister. Sahar would always invite me and Basma to, what's it called, to go on like the NBC shows. Like the kids, you know what I mean? They always had so many kids. They always invited us. And you know, my mom said no. Every single time. My mom was like, I fear my daughters. What if they go fight on live television? And I was like, come on, mom. Like, imagine. Like, oh, like I could have been at Aish Safari, Farah.
It's fine.
It was my childhood dream. But my mom, every single time, was like, no, I don't trust you guys. But it's funny. You know, we're here now. We're on TV right now.
We are. Actually, you know, I was going to be a host for NBC3, but my Arabic was so bad.
Ooh.
That, you know, they were like, yeah, but I ended up being on another show.
Okay.
But it's fine.
But what was the show?
Nickelodeon.
Ooh, I love Nickelodeon. Man, yeah. These TV channels, yes. All of them, like, I watched all of them when I was a kid, you know?
Safari was like...
It was by the way, I lived on NBC3. I'm not joking. Like, you know, I'd wake up in my weekends, I remember. I'd wake up really early when I was like 8. And I would actually, at 10 a.m., I'd watch Dora. And I'd watch Dora on NBC specifically because what they did is that... And this is the power of these, you know, these Middle platforms. Eastern streaming platforms. Is that they provide things to us in a different language.
For sure. And as well, you know, like we can see right now that Anghami, with the collaboration with OSN, is for sure it's going to be bringing music and as well videos together, which I think is a beautiful collaboration.
And with that being said, thank you so much for watching, everyone. Have a lovely Friday. This is Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production under the Augustus Media Podcast Network. Do make sure to follow our newsletter on Smashy TV. You can also find us on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, and YouTube. Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend.